All right. Hey, we are here at NAFCU's conference, 49th annual conference, and we're here with co-ops Mike Weissmiller. Got it right, did I?
Yes, you did.
So how's the show? What are you hearing?
You know, so far it's been really, really good. We've seen a lot of traffic coming through. A lot of, you know, being with co-op, it's nice because they understand what we do for the credit unions, what co-op does for the industry. Yeah. So they work, a lot of times we get them coming by thanking us, and then they have questions. They feel comfortable with co-op knowing that we're there for them. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot of traffic, a lot of credit unions are asking about new technologies that are coming out. Mm-hmm. So far we've been very happy with the traffic. It's been nice.
Awesome. Let's talk a little fraud, because that's kind of on the top of people's minds these days. What's co-op doing for credit unions out there in regards to fighting this fraud that we're always kind of one step ahead of, barely?
Yeah, barely is the correct way of saying that. Co-op has been very, very aggressive in making new technologies in the way that we handle our fraud. It's really always hard to say who's good at handling fraud and who isn't, because at the end of the day, it comes down to the numbers. And if you really crunch down to the numbers and who does it really, really well and takes and uses what they have, you'll always see a co-op at the end of the day does a tremendous job. We're always working with FICO very closely.
Okay.
We always are trying to bring in new services. We use our Revelation tool that helps us migrate a lot of fraud. We're building our own filters for credit unions and pushing them out there when we see something happening. Mm-hmm. And we're helping them even beforehand. So it's always easy to say, yeah, we're great at fraud. Mm-hmm. But it's important for the credit unions to look at the true numbers of the dollar savings of how co-op works with them.
Okay, cool. Let's switch gears a little bit here. Let's talk about Stan Holland and Todd Clark transition, his retirement party.
Yes.
In San Diego at the Think Conference was phenomenal. I was there, and it was a really good show. Samantha Paxton, good job, by the way. Great show. But, so what's going on there? What's the latest?
Well, it has been an exciting, 6 months for co-op, as we've all been waiting. We've all been super, super excited to find out who the new CEO is going to be. Mm-hmm. But first of all, Stan has done just such a great job for co-op.
Yeah.
I've been here 10 years, and he's been here, 11 or 12. And to see the changes he has made to make us an unbelievable company, not only for the credit unions, but in the financial industry, that side of the business, he's done an incredible job. So I'm sure he'll take his handicap down a little bit more on his golf game and improve there. And then on the other side, Todd Clark's going to be starting here towards the end of the month, beginning of July. And everybody is super, super excited. He's going to bring a little different point of view from his background that we've seen with Stan. So we're certainly excited about seeing the changes and the thoughts that he has to bring to co-op in this new opportunity moving forward.
Yeah, very exciting, very exciting.
Yes.
I mean, you guys got a lot of sharp people working there, so you guys will be just fine. So
and Samantha is one of them.
And Samantha is one of them, yes. And let's talk about what co-op is doing, kind of giving back, the Miracle Match campaign that you guys are so generous with each year, and
sure.
A lot of other stuff you're doing.
Yes, this is one of the things Stan started several years ago for Children's Miracle Network, to where we just didn't donate $1 million a year. We've encouraged the credit unions to go out and start fundraisers for Children's Miracle Network, and then we'll do matches. Mm-hmm. So it's just not $1 million. It's creating $2, $3, $4 million.
Right.
And the money stays local in the communities to where it is raised. Yeah. So that's just been phenomenal. It's just another way that co-op supports the credit union industry. And then this year, we had a record reporting of our patronage dividends of $53 million paid out to our credit unions.
Wow.
So we invest well for our credit unions, and we return the money to them and support them as much as we can.
Right on. All right, wrap-up question here for you, Mike. What do you want to accomplish here at the show? I mean, obviously, network with the clients and prospects and all that type of stuff. Is there kind of a bigger picture for you guys here? What do you want to...
You know, I think for us, it's always nice to be able to see some of the new technologies of the other companies that are out there. So as you go and you walk around and you talk to the other companies and see what they're doing, and a lot of times there's an opportunity for co-op to work with credit unions. I was just talking to a company yesterday that they're like, you know, yeah, we could go out and try and get this to every credit union in the world, but it's just easier to work and partner with a respected organization like Co-op to go and work with them. So there's a lot of, I think, a lot of opportunities for us to continue and bring new things back to our credit unions.
Right on. You guys are in the mix everywhere, you know, so it's really cool to see. So keep up the good work, and thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome.